Tonight's Shir, Siman Tofesh Ayin Zayin, Sif Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. Sif Beis, Katan Shegiya L'Chinuch, Tzorach L'Hadlik, a child who has reached Chinuch age, Shalait Menorah, Mishneh Berurah, Sif Karan Yud Gimel, Katan Shegiya L'Chinuch V'Chulu, Lefi Masha Pasuk HaMachaber, B'Siman Tofesh Ayin Aleph Sif Beis, based on what the Shulchan Aruch concludes in Tofesh Ayin Aleph, Dafilo hamahadrin min hamahadrin, emadlikin rak ner echad lekol anshe habayis. That even if you do mahadrin min mahadrin, you only light one for the family. Rak shemosif v'holchem b'chol yom ner echad yosei. Just every night you add an additional light. Al kochach mari kancha katan azeh yesh lo bayis b'fnei atzmo. Then the mechaber is talking about a katan who has his own house. V'alken tzorach lahadik levarach. Therefore, he has to light with a bracha. Because if he's in the house with his family, then his father lights one menorah and you're done. We don't hold it to mechaber. We say everyone in the house lights a menorah. If so, then the katan will light on his own like everyone else in the house. That's the opinion of the Ramah in Tafesh Ayin Hei. Avadas of Shulta Gibor Meiri, but the view of Shulta Gibor Meiri, that feel that he done that if he, even according to our practice of the Ramah, that everyone in the house lights menorah, not just one menorah for the whole house, ain't sorech lechanech hakot lahad b'nei atzma. We don't need to train a child to do this. Unless he has his own house, and this was quoted in the Ber Halacha before in Tafesh Ayin Hei, because they said it's one thing to mechanech a child in mitzvahs, we're not mechanech a child in hiddur. Here it's just mahadrin, so for that there's no requirement of chinuch. But lemaisa, we do follow this mechaber. This amar, in the mechaber itself is problematic, the shitaso, but the lemaisa we do say everyone in the house lights, including children.
The Shilti Gibor and the Shilti Gibor on the Rif, or there's another one with the same name?
No, I believe this is on the Rif. That's okay. It. Se'if Gimel. Yesh Oimim. There are those who say, She'af al pisha madlikin alo besoch beso, that even though a man is away and his family is lighting for him, his wife is lighting and has him in mind, and hu b'makom she'en b'Yisrael, if he is located in a place without Yidin, madlik b'vachas, he should light menorah, and he should make brachas when he lights menorah. The Ramah adds, Ki chayav liros hanes, because he needs to see the menorah. So that's the rationale behind this halacha. V'chein no'agin, that is the minik. V'afilim hu etzel Yehudim v'roi hanes, even if he's among Jews and he does see menorah, imroitzel l'hachmar l'atzmo l'hadlik b'fnei atzmo, if he wants to be strict on himself and light for himself, madlik m'varach alem, he could light to make a bracha. V'chein no'agin, that is the common practice. Mishneh Berurah sifkar n'yudav, Ki chayav liros. This view, Yesh Oimim, that if he's in a place where there's no one lighting menorah, even though he would have been Yotze because his family lights for him, he should still light a menorah because he should see the menorah. Chayav liros. Zesoyser, the Siman Tafish Ayin Vav Sif Gimel. This contradicts what was written before in Tafish Ayin Vav, the Sofer Sham, where the Shulchan Aruch holds, that if his wife lights for him at home, there's no requirement for him to make a bracha when he sees Neiros. The source of this halacha is a Mordechai. So the Mechab and Tafesh Ayin Vav just poured all the other shitas who disagree with this Mordechai. And therefore, the halacha, we do not do this. We do not light with a bracha when the family is lighting for him at home. Unless he says that he doesn't want to be yotze with his wife's lining, like the Ramah writes subsequently. Look ahead. The Ramah says he wants to be strict with chulu. What's the law mean to say? After midina potla hadak imadikin la beveso, either the halacha is that he's not required to light if they light for him at home. But still, if he wants to be strict on himself and he wants to light for himself, he's allowed. Provided he thinks in his mind before the time for the halakas neiros that he does not want to be yotze with his wife. Umamela less kam yishon bracha latan. Therefore, there won't be a problem of an unnecessary bracha. Tekimon shein eroitz leteis b'hadlaka saw. Since he doesn't want to be yitz with her lighting, chal chiyav hadlaka alei. So he has a chiyav hadlaka himself. So even though before he wrote in Sifkan Yudaled, he should say sheyoymar shein eroitz leteis b'hadlaka yishto. Here he says you don't have to actually say it, but it has to be a clear thought. And if this thought has to be before this man halakha, that he doesn't want to be yotz with his wife, and then he can make a bracha, it's not a bracha l'batola. Sifkat tazayin v'chein nohagin, that is the common practice. V'chein stamu habi achron, many later authorities bring this straight out. V'yeshman ha'poyeskan shesav, but there are opinions who hold. Achri dechachamein ezal patru, idea lokas yishto. Once a chacham said that he is exempt from the mitzvah when his wife lights menorah at home, he has no right to say, I don't want to be yoyts with my wife's lighting. But yad b'bracha, and therefore if he lights, he has to light without a bracha. After vade ein limchas b'yad ha'no'agin levarech, certainly we're not going to protest if someone does make a bracha if he lights for himself. Achre d'harbi achronim hiskimu levarech, since many achronim agreed to do that. But really the best thing would be to light the menorah without making a bracha, but hear the bracha from someone else, v'yana amen, and answer amen. V'yicham l'tzeis behen, and have a mind to be yotze, v'yalik b'nei yosov, and then he lights. O yira l'sha'ar l'havlik nei yosov, l'varach alein z'man ma, kodesh malekis yishtob v'esov, or make sure that he's lighting his menorah with the bracha before his wife lights at home, danesh yimalekis achar ma'arav k'minig ha'oyla, v'hu yalik kod ma'arav, that she's lighting after ma'arav, like the minig, and he's going to light before ma'arav. So, if he wants to do what the way the Ramah says, that he's going to light himself and make brachas, then the way to do it is to make sure that he's not yotz with his wife. The best way is to light before his wife lights. And then you're not going to have a shayla of the bracha l'atolo when he makes the brachas. Either that or listen to someone else. Se'if Dalet. Hanoiser b'yoyim hashmini min hashemen. Hatsarach l'shir haloko. If on the eighth night of Hanukkah, there's oil left in the menorah that was designated for the half hour that it's supposed to burn. Oisalo medura v'sarof b'fnei asmo. Then you have to make a big fire and you burn up that oil by itself. Shayuhuksel mitzvah, so it was designated for the mitzvah, cannot be used for anything else. V'mnesar b'shemen acher v'en shishim levat lo, if it got mixed with other oil and it's not bottled b'shishim. There are those who say that you shouldn't add more oil to make it a 60-1 ratio to make it null and void. Mr. Bruce of Kohen Yudzayin, Hanoiser b'yom hashmini v'chulu. If there was oil left in the menorah from the eighth night, the belelos hakoydminim noisar, the previous nights, any leftover oil, yochel hishtamish b'hen l'mitzvah halakha b'lel shachrein. You can always use that the next night, because it was set aside for the mitzvah, so I'll use it for the mitzvah the next night. If it got mixed with other oil, it's the same halacha that we'll describe here. So on the eighth night, the oil is left. He only put in the menorah enough to burn a half hour after it says, it got blown out, it got extinguished in the middle of that time. The nicer, now it's left over. And the din is, kav sein is akakla, he doesn't have to relight it. For the chen asr, so now that oil is forbidden. To huxel mitzvah, so it was set aside for the mitzvah. For asr lehenos yemenu, so you can't get any personal benefit from it. Avam nosen harbe b'nev v'nosav, if you put a lot of oil in the menorah and it was left over, and it burnt longer than the half hour after it says and it was left over, mot lo shtarish b'lachat chil, then certainly you can use that oil straight out. Like we were on Tafesh Ayin Beis, because it's only hooks the mitzvah, so for the half hour, if this is Gachavim. V'dan, you should know, D'yish poskin shesov, no poskin muhold. Dimnasin Hashem b'stam, that if you just put the oil in without specifying, hooks the kol Hashem, and then all the oil becomes designated for the mitzvah. Imlo dehisn l'chadchila, unless you've made a precondition, shal yes or ele kashir, they only want the amount that you need for the mitzvah to be awesome. Look back in Tafresh Ayin Beis in the Mishnah Berurah over there. So there he says, Chachila, you should make this tonight. The Chachila, you should make the tonight. Now, the Behalocha has a fascinating Ha'orah in Min HaShemen. the Beralocha in Min Hashem, it says like this. I Mishnah Brur, Tanakishinichba Be'emsa Hashir. The problem is that you put enough oil to burn the half hour, and it went out after 10 minutes. So it's 20 minutes more of oil that was designated for the mitzvah. So you can't use it for yourself, so you make a fire. V'im nichbe kezeh b'leil shvi'i. Now if it went out like that on the seventh night, so before he said, no problem, just use it for the eighth night. You could use last night's oil for the eighth night. V'osifu b'leil shmini harbe shem en yosem min hashir. So you have leftover oil from the seventh night. Then on the eighth night, you put in a lot of oil, more than you need. V'dala kashir chatzi shah, and it burned for half hour, and then it went out. V'nitayser, now you have leftover oil. So what's the halacha now? Near the kulyama asa henes mehen. L'chor, everyone would agree it's asa to use the remainder. The bevadi yesh b'zeh min ha-shemesh ha-toch shiva asa, because you still have oil from the previous night. Unless you tell me that I added 60 times more oil, but that's unlikely. So the Vort is saying that if you add, if on the eighth night there was more than a half hour's worth of oil and it burned for a half hour, the excess is fine. That's only true if you started with an empty container and you filled it up. So whatever more than a half hour is fine. But if I'm using leftover from the seventh night, in addition to what I added to the eighth night, and it went out after half hour, there's no raya that the rest of it is okay. Sifka Nyutas. V'sarfo b'fnei atzmo. You make a fire and burn up the oil by itself. To say, I'll wait till next year Chanukah and use it then, you can't. T'chashilo takala, we're afraid you'll make a mistake and use it for yourself. V'afila anicha b'kli ma'us, and even if you want to put it in a nasty type of container, the vadai lo yovel lo achlo, so it's not like you'll eat from it. Gam kein osu is still forbidden. Techashin and shem yovel lidlok v'lehena semenek, so afraid you'll light it as a fuel for yourself, and that's also forbidden.
But bidi evit if you did?
If you waited till next year? Yeah, sure, it works. But it's not supposed to. Sifkan chalaf, she'ein lehosif alo v'chulu, and there's a yesh misha omer, that if it got mixed in and you didn't have shishin to mevatel it, so you don't add to make it bottle. There is an opinion in your Deasim and Saites that the Isidra Bonon that got mixed in, you can add more to make it bottle. Therefore, he writes it as a Yesh Misha Omer. So, Lamaisa, we do burn the oil that's left over, and we also burn the wicks. He brings that the Chayodim Kishrachan Ar said you should also burn the wicks that are left over, you shouldn't use the wicks. And the real question is, if you're in a place where you really can't make a fire to burn it up, so can you just dispose of it in a different way? And it brings up what Yashuv said, and Chaim Kanievsky, that you could pour it into some kind of container, wrap it up nicely, and discard it. So, l'chatchila, we're supposed to burn it, not bury it. But, l'maisa, if burning it is not an option, you could take it, wrap it up, and discard it nicely. And that's another way of getting rid of it without using it for your personal use. That's the main point here, to make sure you don't use it for your personal use.